News. I'm Jim Bertel. The United States has pulled out of the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty after the Russians refused to destroy their new missiles that NATO says violate the pact. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Russia is solely responsible for the treaty's demise. NATO Secretary Jens Stoltenberg.
All NATO allies agree that these missiles violate the INF Treaty. And Russia continues to develop and field these systems despite years of U.S. and allied engagement.
U.S. President Donald Trump says he is hopeful a new agreement can be made to replace the historic Cold War pact. Japan has raised the stakes in a trade dispute with South Korea by removing it from its preferred list of trading partners. VOA's Bill Gallo explains.
Japan's decision will make it harder for South Korea to buy a wide range of sensitive Japanese products that can have military uses. Last month, Japan restricted exports of high-tech materials to South Korea. Taken together, the moves represent a serious threat to South Korea's economy. Japan's moves are widely seen as retaliation for recent South Korean court rulings ordering Japanese companies to compensate Koreans who were forced to work during Japan's colonial occupation of Korea. South Korean President Moon Jae-in called the Japanese move selfish and a grave challenge to Korea-Japan relations. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
North Korea fired a fresh round of weapons into the sea off its east coast early Friday. U.S. officials say the weapons appeared to be short-range ballistic missiles that did not threaten North America. North Korea has test-fired at least six short-range weapons over the past 8 days. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The U.S.-China trade war is intensifying after President Trump said he is imposing an additional 10% tariff on some Chinese products. This came one day after the two superpowers agreed to continue trade talks next month. AP's Matt Small has more.
China's foreign ministry is criticizing President Trump's plan to impose 10% tariffs on the remaining $300 billion in Chinese imports he hasn't already taxed. It's threatening what it terms necessary countermeasures if Trump's planned September 1st hike moves forward, although what actions Beijing might take remain unclear. China's foreign minister calls the tariffs definitely not the right way to resolve trade frictions. Matt Small, Washington.
Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in Bangkok chided China for what he called decades of bad behavior that have stalled free trade.
For decades, China has taken advantage of trade, taken advantage of trade versus the United States of America, and taken advantage of trade versus countries in Asia and Southeast Asia. And it's time for that to stop. And President Trump has said we're going to fix this. And to fix it requires determination, and that's, I think, what you saw this morning. The president is determined to achieve this outcome.
Pompeo is in Bangkok for a gathering of ASEAN diplomats. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has sent a dozen staffers to the Democratic Republic of Congo border city of Goma to manage Ebola cases there. The announcement came hours after Rwanda briefly closed the border it shares with the Congo over fears the disease would spread. Henry Walk, CDC Director of Preparedness and Emerging Infections, says several factors make dealing with the outbreak more difficult.
Ongoing violence, armed conflict, community distrust, and other unprecedented problems have complicated public health response activities. As of July 31st, 2019, a total of 2,713 cases, including 148 in healthcare workers and 1,813 deaths, have been reported.
The outbreak began 1 year ago. A dual American-Turkish citizen who left the U.S. as a teenager with his brother to join the Islamic State terror group has been brought back to his hometown to face terror-related charges. Omer Kuzu was charged with conspiring to provide material support to IS, according to the U.S. Justice Department. Kuzu, who is now 23, was captured along with about 400 IS fighters by U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces. The heat wave that smashed high temperature records in five European countries a week ago is now over Greenland, accelerating the melting of the island's ice sheet and causing massive ice loss in the Arctic. 82% of Greenland's surface is covered in ice. For more news, please go to voanews.com. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
VOA1. All the hits and more. VOA1. The best music now.